the Hanesboro's Public Safety Committee considers eliminating 24-hour police service. And Haines residents with mobility issues struggle to find accessible transportation options during the ferry shutdown. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. The Hanesboro Police Department has officers on patrol or on call 24 hours a day. But at Wednesday evening's Public Safety Committee meeting, the department raised this question. Is that what Haines wants? KHNS's Claire Strempel reports.
It's a question of funding and personnel. Police Chief Heath Scott said 5 officers is not adequate to serve the Hanesboro around the clock. So he introduced an idea that drew nervous laughter at the Public Safety Commission meeting.
We unburden ourselves from the concept that we need to be a 24/7 agency with 5 officers. Reduce service with operations, and we come up with the concept of open and close hours, such as maybe it's 08 to midnight.
Scott told the committee that the department needs additional funding to maintain 6 officers. That's the minimum number recommended by the Department of Justice for a 24-hour department. It currently has 4 officers. Scott hopes to hire a 5th officer by next month. He argues that more robust staffing will further stabilize the department. The department's budget has grown by nearly 25% since Scott took over in 2016. It's just over $1 million, including dispatch services. That's still less than Skagway, Petersburg, Craig, and Wrangell police departments. Haines Finance Director Gila Stewart said different municipalities structure their funding differently, so a straight budget comparison doesn't tell the whole story. As the budget has increased, data shows that the department is more effective. A 2015 management audit found the department to be ineffective. Turnover was high, morale was low. Scott took over in 2016, and not a single officer left the department for almost 4 years. Public complaints have tapered off. Public Safety Commission member Dana Hallett lives outside the police service area. He said he's interested in seeing those options for cost savings.
Where I live, we don't expect the kind of service that we get in town. And it is cheaper to provide the kind of service that we do get out the road. So maybe there are some compromises. Probably not a good way to phrase that, but maybe there are some functions that are now in that are taking place in the town site that really isn't absolutely needed.
Commission member Kelly Williamson is on call for the local behavioral health clinic 24 hours a day. The idea of closed hours for the police department doesn't work for her.
Well, Search Behavioral Health cannot not have 24/7 coverage, period. That changes my entire, we cannot respond.
You can't operate without.
No way, absolutely not, not negotiable.
She said her staff cannot respond to certain calls without an accompanying officer. A 2 a.m. call from a suicidal client was her example. If the police department does not operate 24/7, hers can't either. The commission asked Scott to come up with a budget for several different staffing options by next week. A 6-member department budget, a 5-member department budget, and a non-24-hour department budget. Their job is to decide how robust a police department the borough wants. The commission plans to make its recommendation to the borough sometime in March. Reporting in Haines, I'm Claire Strempel.
A shutdown of most of the Alaska Marine Highway system has created numerous challenges for residents in coastal communities. Gaps in ferry service have stranded travelers and disrupted the movement of freight. A lack of accessible transportation has also jeopardized medical care for seniors and people with mobility issues. Haines has the oldest population of any borough in Alaska. The median age is 48 and a half. There's a thriving retirement community and many local services for seniors. James Studley is the executive director of Haines Assisted Living. He says the facility offers an option for seniors to receive care in their hometown rather than moving to a large city.
When people leave their hometown and they get away from their friends and that contact of family that they might have, their health degenerates rather quickly.
Most of the time, seniors in Haines can take care of their medical needs at the local clinic operated by Southeast Regional Health Consortium, or SEARCH. But Studley says sometimes they may need to go to a larger hospital with more resources.
There's a couple of instances where they have specialized, doctors in a particular field that SEARCH wouldn't have. And there's also certain tests that can be done in Juneau, but not in Haines.
When seniors need to get to Juneau for those specialized appointments, they have to travel by boat or plane. If they have mobility issues, that limits their transportation options.
You know, the elders, a lot of the elders have walkers and they're in wheelchairs and they don't have the ability just to get around on an airplane. Even our small puddle jumpers that we have here, the only option that they have is a ferry. You know, we have relied on that ferry system for our medical needs that search isn't able to deal with.
The Alaska Marine Highway System has not provided service to Haines for over 3 weeks. This has made it extremely difficult for people with mobility issues to travel from Haines for medical care. Studley says the lack of reliable transportation affected him personally. Recently, his daughter Nicole broke her leg and had to get life-flighted to Anchorage for treatment. She left the hospital in a wheelchair. Studley says the two of them got stuck in Juneau for 10 days last month while trying to return to Haines. Nicole couldn't fly on a regular passenger plane, so they had to charter a private flight with a local pilot to get home.
That's a pretty expensive flight, and what other option would you have? And that's, you know, something that comes out of pocket. There's no insurance for that.
But waiting in Juneau until marine transportation becomes available isn't any cheaper. Studley says getting stuck there can be particularly risky for people who rely on local services in Haines for their care.
Staying in Juneau at a motel where there is no help, or maybe at a friend's house where they have difficult living conditions but they don't have any other option, it can be, you know, a life-threatening situation.
Margaret Siebens works for Southeast Alaska Independent Living in Haines. The organization assists and advocates for seniors and people with disabilities. At a recent rally for ferry service, she shared anecdotes about Haines residents with mobility issues, missing medical appointments, and struggling to cover the cost of staying in Juneau when transportation is not available.
This is severely impacting people with disabilities and senior citizens, and we need to make change happen.
The Alaska Marine Highway System has canceled ferry service in most of Southeast Alaska until March. At a meeting of the Senate Finance Committee last week, Department of Transportation Commissioner John McKinnon said it is possible the wait may be even longer.
There's a good likelihood from the press release yesterday that we will not have service in Southeast in March.
In the meantime, DOT has been exploring options for chartering private marine transportation services such as Allen Marine. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.